Thankful for the glimpses that we get. And I can't wait till we get to the other side. We've asked Brother Dylan to preach tonight, so church, you lift him up in your prayers and get under him, and God will just pour a message through him. And thank the Lord for the beautiful day he's given us. And each day is a blessing that we have on this side. But we are looking forward to going on the other side and be with him forever. So pray for Brother Dylan as he comes.
Don't know how long we'll be before you, but I just want to do what God had had me to do. Turn with me, if you would, to the book of 1 Thessalonians. I always mix that name up. Chapter 5. We're going to be reading from starting at verse 1. And we're going to be reading quite a bit, so if you don't feel like standing, you don't have to. But if you do feel like standing, you can stand for the reading and the reverence of God's Word. First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1 begins to read like this. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, we have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord is cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, and travail as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, and that the day should not overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God hath not anointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we be awake or asleep, or whether we wake or sleep, we shall live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even also as ye do. And we beseech ye, brethren, to know them that labor among you and are over you and the Lord, and admonish them, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and all men. Rejoice evermore. Amen. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And you can be seated. We thank you for reading that with us today. But I began to think, Brother Victor, about this chapter 5 in the book of 1 Thessalonians. And I began to look at it and began to, God kind of just began to wrap it all up together and kind of wrap my mind around it and where he wanted it to be. But I began to look, and this is... the writer of this book here, I believe in chapter 5, was trying to let people understand and let people know that they knew that the day was going to come. Or they thought they knew, because they were looking for God in their day. And they were trying to find him, and they were trying to they were looking for him to come. And they thought he was going to come then. But here we are 2019 years later, and God has chosen to push time and to push time and to push time a little bit farther and a little bit farther and a little bit farther for the grace that's in his heart and the grace that's in his love. But I begin to think about, Brother Victor, that we know that the day is coming. We know that there's no escaping it for the ones that are in darkness. We know that there's not going to be somebody in heaven that's lost. There's not going to be anybody out there, wherever that is. I don't know. I don't know if it's up in this way or if it's just straight up. I don't know. Brother, I have no idea. Heaven's in my mind. Heaven just blows it. I don't quite understand what heaven's going to be like, but I get a little touch every once in a while, and it makes me long to be there. But I began to think. I began to think about how these people that it's talking about, when they're sleeping, they're asleep in the night, and when they're drunk, and they're drunk in the night. Now I began
Oh, if I don't think that's talking, maybe it's talking naturally speaking for them. I don't know. Oh, but I think in our world today, in our time that we live in, when they're sleeping now. And if they're drunk and they're trying to fill their life with things, I believe this is what God was trying to say. When you think about being drunk and things like that. Now, me personally, I've never been there, but I begin to think about how the people that you see and the things that you see, that they when they're drunk, it takes their mind away from something. It puts a lot of people, when they drink or whatever, it's because they're trying to get their mind away from something, some sort of pain, some sort of sorrow, or maybe they've started off that way, Brother Victor, but now it's an addiction. And I begin to think about our world today, how it is that they are doing everything they can to drink God out of their mind, spiritually speaking, maybe naturally speaking too, I don't know. If you talk to my daddy, that's how my daddy was. And I'm not going to tell his story, that's his. Oh, but I think about how the world today, they're trying everything they can, Brother Victor. They're trying to put God on the back burner so that they can fill it with something else, that they can turn away from Him, so that they don't have to think about the day that's coming that He's talking about here in 1 Thessalonians 5. Oh, but I want you to understand, whether they're asleep or whether they're drunken, the day is going to come nevertheless. So what He was trying to tell them there in the Bible, in that book of Scripture there, He told them to come together, be together in love, be strong, do what you got to do. He told them to put on the breastplate and put on the helmet. So in other words, what He was saying, let's buckle up and get down to business, because there's people out there that need help. There's people out there that are in the darkness. There's people out there that don't know the way. There's people out there that may know the way, Brother Victor, but we need their help. We need them to be strong. We need them to get back into church, so that if there's somebody here that doesn't know God to free pardon of sin, don't you know in the Bible where it talks about when it said that the harvest is plenty, but the workers are few, don't you realize that man, that there's a world of lost people, but there's not that many people that are willing and able to do the work. But thanks be to God for Riverside Missionary Baptist Church. We're able and we're willing to get down and dirty, as they say, because you can't harvest crops. You can't get something out of the ground without getting a little bit of mud on your hands. I know that from experience. I want you to understand something today. There's a whole world that's ready to reap. Oh, and God can save them. Oh, but we've got to be about His business. Oh, we've got to have all the armor of God on to fight the devil, because they don't even know that they're fighting for Him. Oh, but I love God so much when He comes down, Chester, and He lets me know that I've got a job to do. Oh, and thanks be to God above. My job is just being a son of God and spreading the gospel. Thank you, Lord, for a job today. I want you to understand 1 Thessalonians 5, those first couple scriptures there that we read. There's a little bit more, but I felt like that's where we needed to stop. Oh, but He was telling them there that they needed to come together, edify one another. In other words, lift each other up. If we see somebody struggling, lift them up. If we see somebody in turmoil, lift them up. If we see somebody happy, lift them up. Oh, and if we're in that place, Brother Victor, I don't know about anybody else, but there's a lot of times that I forget to pray for myself. I say, God, for this person, help this situation, do this. Oh, but God wants to hear us pray for ourselves, church. He's not a God that doesn't care about you. He knows your problems. Oh, but the thing about it is, you gotta face them too. You gotta get. Oh my goodness, if there's anything in your life that's keeping you from serving God, get it out. And the Bible says that if you're If your eye offends you, pluck it. If your left hand offends you, cut it off, or something like that. If your foot offends you, cut it off. Hey, I would rather be limping around in God's grace than to be walking on both feet and not be as powerful as I could be. We gotta be about God's business today, because the day is coming. And it said it would come as a thief in the night. Hey, when you're not expecting a thief, you don't think it's going to happen to you. I've heard them say that, Brother Victor. Oh, nobody expects it to happen to them. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. The world has no idea that God is coming. So let's be about his business. And let's tell him the truth today. The Bible even said it there. That they're sleeping. Oh, but the Bible says, Brother Victor, that God don't sleep. Aren't you glad today that whenever you call upon him, he's there? I can remember, Brother Victor, just begging him in the night. God, don't die. Don't kill me tonight. Please don't kill me tonight. Please don't kill me tonight. Knowing full well that because I turned him away, Brother Sonia, he had every right to take the breath from my body. Oh, but thanks be to God today that I begged for my life. The day that I begged for forgiveness. I asked him for mercy and grace. And he gave me salvation. Aren't you glad today? Oh my goodness. And when he... Because you didn't find him. Let me set that straight right now. He knew where you were before you even knew who you were. Before he even knew you were lost. He knew the day that he was going to come into your heart. Thanks be to God above for a loving God today. Oh, but don't you remember being in the dark? Don't you remember not being in the light? Don't you remember what it felt like? Don't you remember the emptiness inside? Oh, the pain and the anguish. Oh, but that's how the world is. They don't even have any idea. Oh, but we're the children of the light. We're the children of God. And we gotta tell them that he's coming. Now, you may not have to go out, Brother Victor. Sometimes, Brother Victor, you see those people that you see them on the news and they got the pickets and others. God hates this and God hates that and God hates this. He doesn't hate them. He hates the sin that they're in. Oh, but thanks be to God that there's... Oh, my goodness. Thanks be to God that he hated your sin, but he brought you out of it. And he can do it for them. He can save a wretched drunk. He can save an addict. He can save somebody from the sin that they're in. It don't matter what it is. God can't fix them. No, and he said that he didn't call us out. He did not appoint us to wrath. The way I understood that, Victor, is that we just got to love them and let them know that God's coming, and that's it. We don't get a choice, Brother Victor. We don't get the say of whether they get to hear the gospel or not. They need to hear the gospel. They're undeserving as you and I were. Oh, but yet here you sit, saved in God's grace. Oh, and you're blessed beyond measure. And you've got a new hope, a lively hope, a home. Oh, and thanks be to God, you've got a God that cares. But so do they. And they deserve to know. Oh, man, it's coming in as quick as... It's coming out as quick as it's going in. Oh, but I've got lost that I want to go. I've got friends that I want to go. I've got people around me at work that need God in their life just like I did. Oh, so it's time for me to spread the gospel. Hey, because I may never see them again, Brother Victor. And I hope and pray in the conversations that I've had with my co-workers that they know that God loves them just as much as He loves me. And He came to save them just as much as He did me. Aren't you glad today that you've got something to tell the world? Man, you can ask my wife. I'm the worst storyteller on the planet. Sometimes I'll tell a story, and it'll take 10 minutes, Brother Sonia, to get like 4 sentences out because I forget things, or sometimes a new thing makes it in because I forget what else. And I'll tell you something else. I just love to talk to people, Brother Victor. But for some reason, when it comes to the gospel, sometimes I clam up. That's not my job. It's not my job to keep that pearl hidden up inside the clamshell. It's my job to open up and to let the world see what God's put down inside of you and I. Hey, we preached one time, and I know it's been preached a bunch of times, open about the white stone that God wrote your name on and put in your heart. And He pulled out that old black stone. Hey, you were destined for hell. You were destined for torment and pain and anguish and outer darkness. Oh, but God took out your heart of flesh, and He put in a heart that was new and that was alive and that had a new hope and a new home. Thanks be to God. They gotta know. Well, see, hey, but Brother Chris, let's be honest here, and I'm going to park right here for a minute. There's times in this life that I am not in the place that I need to be. So I can't tell them with as much effect and with as much oomph behind it as there could be. That's why it's that we got to edify one another. We got to keep each other on our heart. And it even said, I have an underline, rejoice evermore. You know what that says or what that means? I mean, that no matter what happens, rejoice. You're on your way to work and your car breaks down, rejoice. You got a lost brother, sister, mother, father, rejoice. Because God's going to save them. You got a lost friend, rejoice. Because God's going to save them. You got to come to church, rejoice. Because you get to feel His presence. When somebody leaves this world and makes their journey home, rejoice, because you'll see them again. There's always something to be happy about. Oh, but I'll tell you this much, Brother Victor, I've been on the not happy side of that list. I've been on the woe is me. Oh, God doesn't care anymore. He doesn't love me anymore. What am I going to do? Oh, but thanks be to God. That's not a God, friend. That mindset's not God's mindset. He loves you today. And He wants you to rejoice. So rejoice. He loves you. I don't know what you're going through. It don't matter if I know. I want you to know something. That if God saved your heart, He sealed it. And it's locked up under lock and key in the palm of His hand. Ain't nothing that can get you. There's nothing that can take you away from Him. So rejoice. The world, it's a hard place, Brother James. It is. It's a hateful place. It's a hard place. And they're never going to love you and I for what we stand for. Oh, but thanks be to God. It don't matter what they think. Because the God that I serve said that I've got a better hope. Oh, man. Oh, when He set me up in salvation and He saved me, He gave me something to look forward to. Oh, but for the ones that are here, that are in the darkness, or that are asleep, or that are drunk, in the spirit, you need to let them know that someday will be the last day. I don't know if it'll be 12 o'clock in the night, if it'll be 12 o'clock noon. I don't know if it'll be 1 p.m., if it'll be 11:59. I don't know. Oh, but I know this much, that He won't come as a thief to the ones that are lost. He'll come as a thief in the night. Oh, but thanks be to God when I hear that trumpet sound. I'll rejoice. Oh, because. because I'm going home. And so are you. Oh, but while we're here, there's some people that are sleeping. There's some people that are drunk in the spirit and trying to fill their life with everything else. But God, let them know that He saves. If you tell them that, Sue, you've done your part. But if they accept it or not, that's up to them, Brother Victor. The Bible said that some would turn to Him and some would turn away. Some would love Him and some would hate Him still. Oh, but if you've done your part and you've lived, oh my goodness, if you've lived as good a life as you can in the gospel, if you've let them know that God is God's the creator, He's the beginning and the ending of our faith, oh, and someday you're going home and you want them to go, you've done what you could today. Now, we're not always going to be perfect. We won't be perfect, Brother Victor, until we get over there. Because this body won't have any part of the equation anymore. Maybe somebody said that today. Maybe I heard it some other time. That someday we're going to break out of here. Maybe it was Tab. I don't remember. But someday we're, this prison that we call our flesh, I like to call it a bucket of mud. I don't know why I always have. But this thing that I call Dylan, it's going to drop. If I'm alive when He comes, I'll just shed this body and I'll get my new one and I'll go home. Oh, but if I'm dead, Brother Victor, the Bible says that I'm going to bust out of the ground. Oh, and then I'm still going to go home. So really, in all reality, it don't matter whether we're alive or dead. Oh, but if you're dead, and when God comes back, oh my goodness, I would hope and pray that until you took your last breath, that you were speaking God's name. But I've not been there. But I want to be there, Brother Victor. I want to get there. Oh, but that's the thing about our journey, Memo Jan, is that it's a growing way and a knowing way. Oh, but most of all, it's a loving way. Oh, but that's because of the love of God today. I'm almost done. But I want you to understand something today. The Bible was here, Brother Victor, for our benefit. He didn't have to leave it here. The Bible says that Jesus came, not only in the flesh, but He said He told him He came in the volume of a book. So He didn't just come and do what He did, Brother Victor, and everybody else passed that day. I was just out of luck. He left a book. He left something for us to go by. He left something for us to live by. And I've tried my best to live what's inside of these pages, but I've not been as good as I should, Brother Victor. I'm never going to be as good as I should. Oh, but let me tell you something. While I'm working in my life, and while I'm doing my part, and while I'm trying to chug forward and do what God had me to do along my way, I better be telling people about God. I better be telling people about His love. And I better be telling, Brother Victor brought up Legion today, that he went about, into all those cities and told him what God had done for him. Aren't you glad today that not only did God save you, but He gave you a story and He gave you a voice that was good enough to tell it today. Now, this carnal voice, this fleshly voice, Dylan's voice, Brother Victor, sometimes it wants to keep that stuff in. Oh, but when God bubbles up and God starts coming out of every which way that He can, sometimes you can't help it. And I love those times. But the Bible said, rejoice evermore. What was He telling them there? Don't be sad. Why don't we stand, Brother James? Come in a song. Rejoice evermore. Now, we're not always going to be happy. The Bible says that it rains on the just and the unjust alike. So not every day is going to be a good one. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't rejoice in it. There's a spot in the Bible, and I'm not going to try to quote it because I'm not going to quote it. I'll forget it, and I'll forget pieces, and I'll ruin it. But I'm going to kind of give a brief spot in it there. It said, oh my goodness, I'm just thankful that God loves me today. But I'll tell you this much. The Bible tells us that we should always be happy, Brother Victor.
even in the things in our life that don't make us happy, we got God in our heart. We got God in our soul. He's taken up his abode. He kicked the devil out the day you got saved. So the devil can't make his way back in there. Try as he might. There's no way he can have you anymore. Rejoice in that. But the next verse there tells us to pray without ceasing. Now, I'm sure, Brother Victor, that doesn't naturally mean pray. But I believe it means whenever there's something in your life that's hindering you, what's taking you down and bringing you down and beating you to death, pray about it. Don't walk around with a chip on your shoulder. Don't walk around with a heaviness in your heart. Don't walk around with a burden. Because the Bible said that God told him there that bring all your burdens unto me. Lay them at my feet. I'm gonna kill that one too. Bring it to me. All you that are weary and heavy laden, there it is. Come unto me and I'll give you rest. I'll give you rest. There's nothing better than rest. Man, I'll tell you what, I was out mowing the yard this afternoon, and it was hot. Boy, it was hot. And I was sweating, and I was doing everything I could, and this grass was just fighting every which way. And I thought, why am I even doing this? It's hot out here. But the grass is just going to grow and grow and grow and grow unless you take care of it. Friend, let me tell you this much. No matter what we do in this world, we may try to do our best, Brother Dewey, and the world fight us every which way. And we think, why am I even doing this? Why am I doing that? Why am I fighting this hard? Why am I doing this? Why am I doing that? Because they deserve to know. Just as much as, now they're undeserving, Brother Dewey. They don't deserve heaven, but they deserve to know about it. Because God said that he would give everybody one choice, one chance. But you know what the best part about that mowing the grass was? Brother Victor, when I got to come in and just sit down. That was the rest that I was trying to get to. Our work is eventually going to be done. No matter how hard you fought, no matter what you did, no matter if it was hard at times, easy at times, because it's going to be both. You get to rest. Someday, Brother Sonia, we'll lay up this old life. We'll lay it down. We'll put it away. And it won't be us anymore. We'll be there. We'll be heaven. I should point. I don't know where it is. We'll be heaven. We'll be in heaven. The best part about that is everybody that's saved is going to be there too. But that's what he's trying to tell them here in the book of Thessalonians, there, the 5th chapter. Lift each other up. Keep each other strong. Keep each other on the firing line, as they say. Keep each other in your heart and in your mind, because this is a hard job. But it's a rewarding job. We need to be strong so that we can tell other people about it. Because there's going to be some people that receive it, Brother Sonia. And there'll be people that will cuss you up one side and down the other for even opening your mouth. It's happened to me before. My own family. But that shouldn't stop me from telling them about it. Wasn't it Paul and Silas that were stuck in the jail cell for talking about God, and they still praised his name in the midnight hour in that same jail cell? And I think maybe it was Victor that brought that up this morning as well. Preached about that this morning. They were in the darkest part of the prison. Man, life might be dark, friend. You might be in a dark spot in your life. Just start singing praises to God. Start rejoicing. Like it says, and rejoice evermore. Begin to rejoice. And that jail cell won't seem so dark anymore. The Bible says that there's a jailer there that come in and was going to take his own life. But they said, do thyself no harm. Don't hurt yourself. We're all here. Everything's okay. That man met Jesus that day.
not naturally speaking, maybe, but he got the grace plan. But not just him, his entire house. You don't know what happens. You tell somebody something, God rests up in their heart, pulling their heartstrings and convict them, and they eventually get saved, and their entire house may get saved. We don't know. It's not up to us to know. It's up to us to do our job. Yep. You know, and it's not a super hard job either. Because as soon as you start talking about God, he just fills your heart and it just comes out. What do you need today? God can fulfill it. Do you need a jump start? Do you need your candle lit a little bit more? Do you need your lamp lit up a little bit more? Do you need a little bit more fire in your heart and in your life? God can do that. Do you need comfort? God can do that. Do you need grace? God's got it. Do you need peace? God's got it. Do you need words to tell somebody? God will put them in your mouth. Anything we need, God has. Nothing. There's nothing that God can't do, friend. So don't think that he's not going to help you in your situation. Don't think that he's forgotten about you, because he hasn't. He loves you today. And he wants to lift you up. And we should lift you up. We will. I don't know who you are, but I'm going to pray for you. One more verse. One little bit of time. This is the last bit right here. You can get the help that you need, friend. If you need strength to talk to others, God can do that for you. Anything you need, God can do. Trust that everybody is where they need to be with the Lord this evening. But if you aren't, I'll tell you this much. He'll go home with you. Yeah, he will. You won't get away from it. Whatever you needed today that you didn't get, you'll take it home. And I hope it sits with you. I hope you ponder it. And I hope you realize that you won't get out of the situation that you're in without God's help. I don't know what it is. I don't know what you need. But God can help you with it, friend. And to the ones that are here and saved, and let's just be about God's business today. Let's just love him for who he is, for loving us for loving us when we didn't deserve to be loved.
Amen.
And let's tell the world about him. I love you, guys. Brother Victor, I'm going to turn around. What else?
Appreciate the Lord. Appreciate the message. And just God's presence and just today. Thank him. He's just wonderful. Someone have a testimony, anything on your heart tonight?